to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Welcome, everybody, to Rant EM Radio, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, and all those fun platforms that we broadcast on. Welcome to the post-show for the 2018 WWE Royal Rumble. And what can I say? Things are happening, things are popping, lots to talk about. Boy, the chat room is just active as hell. The lines are open, 954-889-7268-AA, the rant, all one word, on Skype. And where do we begin?
Can we talk about the elephant in the room?
And that was that Kofi used pancakes to stay in the Rumble?
No. The fact that John Cena's baby mama and his fiance was in the ring at the same time. That was very hood.
Oh, well,
you
okay.
You catch your baby mama and the fiance in the same area.
We'll talk about that. It just look at this mess. If you've got your WWE Network still on, you can look at Big E shitting his pants because they're riding roller coasters in Orlando. Anyways, that's WWE 24. That's airing right now about WrestleMania in Orlando. You can catch that.
Is the internet broke?
Well, hold on. Let's check to see if the internet is broke. Okay, we're gonna go to the internet right now. SportsCenter. Breaking news. This is coming from ESPN. Ronda Rousey has signed a full-time contract with World Wrestling Entertainment, according to ESPN's Ramona Shelburne. So there you go. It is confirmed. It's something that we knew that was going to happen. A lot of people didn't think it was going to happen, but it's happened. Breaking news, Ronda Rousey, now a WWE superstar. I guess we'll start with right there. She was not in the Royal Rumble match, which I think was good. I think it would have taken away if she was in the Royal Rumble match. And ultimately won.
Taken away from Kelly coming back?
Yes.
The fact that she lost her first time in the ring.
No, she would not have lost if she was in the match. But anyways, exactly. let's go around the room and introduce everybody. I am AA, being joined by Tony C, Surfer, Dr. Doom, and Mr. Hightower. And of course, well, I'm sure we'll be hearing from others as we continue on here. My goodness, though. So Ronda Rousey came out at the conclusion of the Women's Royal Rumble, where Asuka was the last woman standing. I almost said last man standing. Ronda Rousey comes out in her Rowdy Roddy Piper gear because she's Rowdy Ronda Rousey, and that's her gimmick. And I guess we'll find out more about this tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. The story.
Did she get her own talk show segment too?
Maybe. You know,
a few years or just for the WrestleMania.
This is a full-time WWE contract.
Who do you think she's gonna be with? Raw or SmackDown.
I don't know, but let me read the article. Let me read the article from ESPN. Trailblazing UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion Ronda Rousey has agreed to terms with the WWE to perform for the company as a full-time professional wrestler. Rousey made a surprise appearance at the WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view in Philadelphia on Sunday night after the conclusion of the first ever women's event, the Royal Rumble's match. Rousey emerged and shocked the crowd. "This is my life now. First priority on my timeline for the next several years. This is not a smash and grab. This is not a publicity stunt." Rousey told ESPN's Ramona Shelburne of her decision to join WWE. "When I first met with Triple H, I told him there are other things that I can do with my time that'll make more money, but I won't enjoy it as much." Rousey has changed the world of mixed martial arts over the course of 4 years. After taking home a bronze medal in judo at the 2008 Olympics, Rousey won each of her three amateur MMA fights in less than a minute. Her first 12 professional fights were similarly one-sided, as Rousey became the Strikeforce and then the UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion. She won 5 of her first 6 fights in the UFC in the first round, with 4 of those fights lasting a minute 6 or less. The article just goes on and on and on. And she now joins a list of various mixed martial artists who have made the jump to WWE. Dan the Beast Severn, of course, at one time was the longest reigning NWA world champion of the last 40 years. Ken Shamrock, Josh Barnett, Rampage Jackson, Tito Ortiz, and then, of course, there was the reverse side where WWE superstars went over to their world, Bobby Lashley, Alberto Del Rio, Jack Swagger, and others. Antonio Inoki, of course, being a founding father of the sport. So,
Tito Ortiz and the Hammer.
Here we go.
When he's the Aces and Eights, Double A,
I'm going to bring others into the conversation here. We're going to try to keep this as organized as possible. We've got Phil Ray, and of course we've got area code 613 on the air. I don't know who that is, but and who is actually area code 613 or 631? Sorry, well, I don't know who that is.
David Blackmore.
Okay.
Tito Ortiz and that Hammer.
Now here's the thing. Oh, and look at this. Glitterfist is in the chat room. I haven't seen Glitterfist in a long time, as Jared would say, in a coon's age. But anyways,
what?
Coon as in raccoon. Tony, say, take it easy. So, anyways,
I'm just saying. In this climate, you never know.
I know, right? Anyways, so
these days,
let's talk about the overall event before we get into specifics here. I guess WWE did right here. I don't have really too much to complain about. If anything, I'm trying to process everything still, and I'm happy with the result of the entire evening. I'm going to ask resident wrestling and analyzer and fellow broadcaster, Phil. Phil, you're generally sour on the women's side of things, but here we go. It's an event that ran 4 hours and change, capped off with the women. The women main evented one of the big four, which is a major deal. What's your take on this event as a whole? And we'll get into the Ronda Rousey situation.
My only complaint would be the order. I didn't think the women's battle royal was strong enough to finish, even with the Rousey stuff. I mean, I know it's the first one, it's history, blah, 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 blah. I get it. I just felt like it took away from the men's, which was pretty important. And, I mean, two NXT champions winning the Royal Rumble, that's fantastic. Everything else was great, man. I enjoyed the night. I mean, like I said, if they did the order another way, I would have been all right with it.
Now it makes sense why they did it this way was because of Ronda Rousey. They wanted to close the night that way.
Yep.
And we're going to go back to social media here to see what's going on here. Of course, Ronda Rousey. Some of the things that, you know, trending worldwide right now, most of it is related to the Grammys. You know, Rihanna, Miley Cyrus, Bruno Mars, and things like that. But, of course, the Royal Rumble and Ronda also among those trends. Let's start with somebody that we'll go to somebody now that doesn't call in, and that's David Blackmore. If you've called in before, I apologize, but I don't remember. But you are a new voice to us. Your thoughts on the event as a whole, and then we'll go to the old timers, so to speak, because there was a lot of old timers tonight.
Well, what's happening, guys? Definitely first-time caller. Been listening to you guys a couple times. Really enjoyed the show. You guys still, obviously, on the Friday nights, it's a very good show as well. I love the event as a whole. I agree with Phil. I did not like the order. The women's event at the Royal Rumble at the end, at first I had that mixed feeling. I'm like, if they're going to go at the end, they got to have some big names. And they delivered. And definitely my favorite, surprisingly, with Ember Moon, her ability to show the fight with one arm and doing a phenomenal job playing that to the fullest. I loved it. The 30th, we all were expecting Ronda Rousey. I had said in the chat, I was like, you know what? She's got to be back there. I know she posted on social media that she's filming their movie and everything, but it was a good spot for Trish Stratus to come in. Overall, very happy with the show, very happy with the results. Look forward to seeing where they're going to go in the future. I hope they keep this momentum going moving forward, but I have my doubts with the WWE, as most fans do at this point.
Yeah, I think your fears are justified. You know, it's not like it's unfounded, but we're going to see. Tomorrow night's going to be interesting. They're still in Philadelphia tomorrow night. So the crowd is still going to be hot. We'll see if they continue this this whole thing either on Raw or SmackDown. I would assume, because Asuka didn't make her choice. So
I completely agree.
She's going to have to
do a thumb. She got to do a thumbs down to somebody.
Yeah. So we'll see.
The money's going to be Rousey and Asuka.
They're not going to fight each other.
No, Rousey's going to fight Charlotte.
Yeah, that's where the money is. Nah. And real quick, I'm going to take this opportunity to do a cheap plug, because this is probably the most listeners we've had on the air in quite some time. So if you're just listening in for the first time, guess what? We're here all the time. We've been doing this for quite some time. Check us out. We got shows all throughout the week. You know, look for us on TuneIn Radio, rantamradio.com, and enjoy all the shows that we got here. Now, I guess we'll start the undercard, if you want to call it that. The match of the night goes to Shelton Benjamin, Chad Gable, and the Usos, in terms of the undercard. Because, really, well, I liked AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn, but the tag team title match was my pick for best match of the night, because the one with Jason Jordan, Seth Rollins, Sheamus, and Cesaro, that was a breather match. They did that match purposely in the position that they did, so that the fans and the audience, you know, watching at home, and the people in the crowd could cool down. Because that match was it was just a mess.
You know,
somebody needs to check on Jason Jordan. He needs to be in concussion protocol,
I guess.
You know, those have been putting on some good tag team matches at pay per views.
Mm-hmm.
Last few times they've been in the ring.
Yes, they have.
They can actually riff.
Braun Strowman.
What? You like Samoan tag teams, Tony C?
I don't have a problem with Samoan tag teams. Not at all. I have a problem with people who walk around with bulletproof vests and carry the Intercontinental title like a sack of laundry and stuff like that. And like a wet dog. Don't get me started.
The
he'll still have his opportunity at WrestleMania against Brock.
Yeah. The
son of a bitch. Let Brock re-up. I'm praying that. Oh my God! I hope Brock resigns.
Well,
please.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, but even if he does resign, nobody wants to see Brock carry the title for more than a calendar year.
I don't know.
Don't nobody want to see Boomer carry it for 5 minutes.
But I wait a minute.
That, but now, but him wrestling 4 to 5 times a year. You don't
want more money than Roman Reigns wrestling 30 times a month.
I got
a cool for a year, but 2-3 years, no.
But here's the thing: Roman not winning the Royal Rumble is a good sign. That's number one. Number two, Braun Strowman not losing is a good sign.
He should be the champion. Hey, Brock ain't the champion.
I think he's going to be the champion at WrestleMania. I find it difficult that they wouldn't go that route now at this point.
The dirt sheets say he's going up the IC belt.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but you know, how can you flip over tractor trailer trucks? You can't win the title.
Because Vince will love booming. It's booming.
So
Vince got that booming on his mind.
So I'm trying to think. Because I kind of was hoping for Daniel Bryan to return, but it didn't happen. Okay.
His wife came back.
His wife came back. I guess that's good enough.
Got turned on as usual.
But, wait a minute. We're going all over the place, but I'm still kind of, I'm flustered. I'm still processing the whole thing. Because the Ronda thing, even though that we kind of knew it was going to happen, kind of threw me off. I guess the way it happened.
It's okay, Double A. Kelly, when you see Kelly come back, I know it's flustering.
Well, let me tell you, there's nothing against Kelly, nothing against Tori Wilson, you know, but
they had to fill it out
somehow. I knew when we saw them on Raw on Monday night that they were going to be in the Royal Rumble match. I can only assume Layla was not available. You know,
I have an issue with them talking about Stephanie McMahon and Lita relationship, how close they were. But I personally remember Stephanie McMahon throwing Lita in the ring to the two-man power trip and letting her get her ass domestically whooped.
Speaking of Stephanie, was fucking terrible on that fucking mic.
Well, what do you expect? She's never done
on that fucking mic again.
She's never done commentary. What do you expect?
That was terrible. That was beyond terrible.
She's never done commentary. What do you want?
I don't know. That was not good.
Who's used to doing commentary?
What other female are they going to bring down that's used to doing commentary?
Renee
is an interviewer. Renee does not call the action. She called the action.
She'll do a better job than
she called the action on Superstars for like a year, and that was it. But anyways,
was so obvious, and she was just so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, anyways, all right.
She's just blah about everything.
We're gonna try to go in order here a little bit now. Anybody have any comments on the WWE title match?
I do not want to see Brock win, but I know he was going to
fucking
win.
WWE title.
That's not a WWE title.
Not the Universal title. The AJ match.
I'm glad we don't have to have co-champions.
All right. Well, that'd be interesting, though.
Apparently, the crowd in Philly is celebrating outside the Wells Fargo Center.
Uh-oh.
As opposed to how they were
Philly. Last time we were going to celebrate in the city.
Yeah. Apparently, this is now we're gonna see. They celebrate this Sunday. Or are they gonna celebrate next Sunday?
They're not celebrating next Sunday.
Why not?
Because the GOAT is gonna win it.
Anyways, all right. So,
the man's a killer.
OJ the only killer I know.
We've got another confirmation
here. Go ahead.
We got another confirmation here. The jacket that Ronda Rousey was wearing was actually Roddy Piper's jacket.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense, because he endorsed her for a minute before he passed away. Hence why she's using his font on her t-shirt now. That probably be selling about 2 minutes on .com.
Her son, Roddy's son, Colton, gave the jacket to Rhonda. So,
yeah, that's the little boy that was with him in WCW, right?
What was that? Yeah, that's the little
boy. That's the little boy.
That's the little boy, right.
And watch his daddy get beat up.
By the NWO.
That's right. You're on the hill.
We have confirmation Nick German is streaking in Philly, apparently.
And now, I guess they're holding I don't know if it's a press conference or something, but there's reporters and everything have filled the stage in I don't know if this is before the event or after the event, but reporters are currently on the set in the Wells Fargo Center interviewing Ronda Rousey. So
you know, this also goes back to almost of Mike Tyson being in the WWE all over again.
Yeah.
How they're going to use Ronda Rousey.
20 years.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. Well, all right. So
is it a press conference? Is it a press conference like when Rocky came home from Russia?
Well, we're gonna let me see here. I guess we can tune into to ESPN here and see if there's anything, because there was a report going around that WWE or ESPN was going to abandon talking about wrestling, and but after this, how could they not? Let's see here. Now they're talking about the Patriots and they're talking about the Super Bowl next Sunday. Anyways, so the next match, Shelton Benjamin, Chad Gable against the Usos, 2 out of 3 falls match. Usos did 2 straight. That was my one issue with the match.
Was it two straight?
I thought that was kind of silly. If it was 2 straight and the falls were more spread out, that's one thing. But it was 2 straight and the falls were back to back.
You think maybe they decided to shorten that for time?
Yeah, probably. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Think about it. They did 3 matches. They probably just be ending right about now.
Apparently, Bruno Mars trending on Twitter, by the way.
Album of the year, something?
Album of the year.
Yep, you got album of the year.
The tie into this is that Bruno was named after Bruno San Martino. Anyways.
People still watch the Grammys?
I guess so.
Yeah, I did see the Bruno performance, the 50th anniversary.
The men's Royal Rumble match. You know, Finn Balor, stupendous job, held his own for over an hour. I believe almost an hour or over an hour.
52 minutes.
52 minutes. Thank you. But I think the shocker was Andrade Cien Almas.
Now, Adam Cole too.
Adam Cole, of course, held his own. Rey Mysterio was the shocker. Now, there was a lot of people that Corey Graves, I think, said 10 times that Rey Mysterio looks great. The only reason why Rey Mysterio looked better was because he wasn't wearing those baggy pants anymore. but whatever. I was happy to see Rey. The Hurricane was. Was that wasted? Was that wasted spot?
I thought
it was funny, and especially they said when Corey Graves said it looked like the Hurricane had been enjoying some cheesesteaks earlier today. I thought it was funny, but that gives us an indication that who knows, Hurricane Helms could be headed to 205 Live. You know, we're going to have a new GM announced this coming Tuesday night
No champion.
And there's no champion. So there's a few things that that tie into his appearance. Rey being there, I thought the like I said, the performance of Andrade Cien Almas was great. Adam Cole held his own. The way the match ultimately ended with Roman Reigns and Nakamura being the final two, I thought was perfect. I thought that was, it was almost like erasing history. They kind of, it's like, okay, we're going to do it again. Not really. This will make up for everything that we did 3 years ago.
I think that crowd would have blown up the place.
The building would have gone on fire, and they would have never been able to finish the pay-per-view.
Still main event. People told them, Eagles still main event. Well, you know, Roman winning is one thing, but Roman winning over someone that the crowd is rooting for, that's what makes it worse. And you know everybody was rooting on Nakamura at that point.
And I think with Nakamura winning and Nick German, who I had a brief commentary with on Facebook after the match, basically said that you know, he was freaking, you know, losing his mind. He was going nuts when Nakamura won, as was, you know, the 17,000 people that were there. I can only equate it to when I was at the Royal Rumble back in 2006 and Ray won. It was a big night, and you know, Nick got to see two Royal Rumble matches, won by two fan favorites, and then of course the capper was the Ronda Rousey thing. So Nick had one hell of a weekend because he was at NXT last night too. I don't know if he's going to Raw or anything like that, but my goodness, he had one hell of a weekend. And but going back to the Royal Rumble match, thank God Nakamura won. He announced that he's going to face AJ Styles at WrestleMania for the WWE title. Of course, we have WWE Fastlane that's going to happen in March, and that's going to happen in Columbus, Ohio. Reports are there's going to be a fatal five-way match. So I don't know. Plans could change between now and WrestleMania. But as of right now, AJ Styles will defend the WWE title against Nakamura at WrestleMania in New Orleans.
And it should close the show.
It should close
the show. It ain't going to close the show.
Why
it's
not?
It's not going to close the show. Let's be real here. We know Roman Lesnar is the closing of the show. It's to appease the fans to have Nakamura win. It was a great move to do in Philly, so everyone, the competitors and the staff, can make it out alive. Well played with that. It's going to be a great match having Nakamura, AJ Styles, just like it was in New Japan. It was a great match then. It's going to be a great match this year. But we all know where the money's going to be in a big event like that, housing 60,000 plus. They're going to do Roman versus Lesnar. It does make the most perfect sense when you're looking at a broad picture of having a big, bigger scale.
You know what I was surprised about?
What?
And he'll win.
Nobody came down to Patriots jersey, and Cena didn't come down to Eagles jersey.
Because they got t-shirts to
sell. That would have been great.
Explain to me how that match makes sense. The way you was talking was like you describing Rock Austin 1 or 2, but Brock and Roman Reigns is not on that level.
Unfortunately, it's going to go that route. But if that happens.
Rock Cena 2 is better than him and Brock Lesnar. I'm
now,
just saying.
We've already
in the scale of, it's been 34 WrestleMania is going to be.
Go ahead, Tony. See, finish what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying that main event is going to rank in the bottom third. That's worse than Sid and Hogan.
We're already getting some of the initial negative feedback. Of course, because wrestling fans, they have to bitch about something. Where is it? Wow, Ronda totally ruined Asuka's moment.
Oh, come on, you know what? Dude, you know what? I'm done with these fucking millennial marks, man. Go watch NASCAR or something. Go fucking go buy a messenger bag. Do something productive. Leave us alone. Like, I don't understand. What moment do you have? You won the fucking match. Your moment's going to be in 3 months. That's going to be your moment.
70 days.
It would have been a ruined moment had she attacked Oscar.
No, it was a good moment. At the end of the day.
The only way she could have ruined Oscar's moment is if she attacked her and beat her.
Ronda Rousey just did? She just bought, like, 100,000 more fucking network subscriptions.
Absolutely.
That's what she just did.
Absolutely.
That's what she did.
Agree.
So, Marks, do yourself a favor. And I know you're listening, Marks. I know you are. Look at that. Ronda equals money. Asuka equals wrestling. This is what it's about. It's about making money. They're not appeasing to you. They're appeasing to your 10-year-old brother. All right? So do yourselves a favor and go away. Get off your mom's computer.
Phil, spot on.
Go for a fucking walk.
Well, it's true. He's right. He's right.
He's spot on. He's spot on because it is going to create over 100,000 subscribers.
It is.
It's gonna. That's where the money's at.
Sell more tickets in the world.
We're getting a flash now. Alicia Fox, who was supposed to be in the Royal Rumble match, which is why I think somebody was in that match that probably should not have been there. Alicia Fox broke her tailbone. She broke her tailbone during rehearsal for the match.
She broke what?
Her tailbone during the rehearsal for the match. She broke her coccyx.
Yeah, her coccyx. That's a terrible break, man.
Yeah.
That's a terrible break. If that didn't break like in half, if it broke in pieces, she's in trouble.
Go ahead. No, I'm just going to comment real quick. If you want to see video of the interview that Ronda Rousey gave to ESPN, it is available up on ESPN.com. We'll try to link it in the group page before the end of the night. Also, here's a quote. Here's a quote now, and this is now making the rounds. Take this as you will, because I don't know if WWE will go in this direction. After what they did here tonight, who knows? Charlotte Flair told ESPN that her dream would be to main event WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans against Ronda Rousey.
It's the year to do it. It could happen. And that's a big marquee fight right there to have that match. And then you have Alexa Bliss play to go against Asuka. You've seen it already on Monday Night Raw, how they've been toying with the whole fact with her being afraid to face her. That does make sense. They've had a phenomenal year, Hell in a Cell, last year, women's. You know, they've been making history the last couple years. They just did it with the Women's Royal Rumble. Why not do it WrestleMania? It's a good final match. I'd buy into it.
Put Brock and Roman first match.
For real.
That would
be the curtain jerker match.
I think people would be...
I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
Where does Braun Strowman fit into all this moving forward for the card of WrestleMania?
I personally think I don't know if I'm going to buy into all that, Tony C. I have to say, well, the dirt sheets are not completely right, or they can't be completely right.
I know
they're saying that the Miz will face Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns will face Brock. But I tend to think it's going to be the other way around. I have a feeling Roman and Miz are going to feud for a while.
Are there signs of it tonight?
Yeah. Roman gave Miz a dirty look. Like, you took my title.
I think
it's
going to be...
Go ahead.
Braun Strowman and Roman for the title at SummerSlam. Getting Brock out the way.
That's fine.
Get the belt on Roman.
How did Braun get the title? Or who's the champion and how did the match happen? Meaning
Brock,
who defeated
Roman? Roman's gonna be the champion.
So you think Roman's gonna be the champion going into SummerSlam to face Braun?
Yep.
You don't think that it's possible that Braun will be the champion and face Roman and Roman be the challenger?
That could happen.
Because I don't think if they was going to do that, bro, Reigns would have went out a whole lot earlier than he did. And he got to that final.
Brock can drop the belt at Elimination Chamber.
Dude, do you
know that title? Buck ain't showing up at no elimination.
You know how?
Not if they pay him.
Knows how to pull people's strings. They had Roman going that match so long because they played on people's fear that he was going to win it.
And they keeping him strong. So when he was in the Elimination Chamber next month, next month, he can go to Mania, win that. Because like Double A said, Double A brought it up a couple weeks ago. Nobody's kicked out the F5. He's going to be the one first person in F5. Title, Brock going to go wherever he's going to go. And then you get Braun Strowman. And it's laid out right there for y'all, man.
That's not
true. That's all you said.
That's right. Like, nobody's kicked out of F5.
And there was a moment tonight, though, with Seth and Roman Reigns in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
That could hint a match moving forward for WrestleMania. Them two fighting, and then that would put Lesnar and Strowman in them for the main event.
You
know why they took the bet off him and Kurt Sand? Because he got to be in the chamber. Seth Rollins got to be in the chamber. He gonna be in one of the parts. They got to fill that chamber. You can't have a tag champ.
I don't know. I just
gotta feel the change.
If it makes it that far,
I just know that we're this is a very, because the last doing this show now for many years, 10 years now, this is the 10th time I've come on the air after a Royal Rumble. The first time we did it was in 2008 after John Cena returned from injury and won the Royal Rumble in New York City. So every year since then, we've come on, talked about the Royal Rumble, and this and that. There's been a lot of times where I've come on here and said, well, geez, they did that. They went with that direction. What are you going to do? The last few years kind of was like, because last year Randy Orton won. The year before that was John Cena. Right? Was it John Cena the year before that? In 2016?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was Cena that won in 16. And then in 15 it was Roman Reigns. And of course we know what happened with the whole Roman Reigns thing. And I know there's people calling in, 301. I'm going to take your call in just a second. The last few years we've kind of like, I guess this is where they're going to go. This is how they're going to do it. Today, I feel kind of like, okay, WWE really, they didn't really blindside me, but they kind of like, they're making me think a little bit now. They're giving me something to think about. It's not the straightforward, Royal Rumble outcome that it normally is.
Right, and
they made history.
Rightfully so. Yeah, and rightfully so. I mean, listen, if they have the talent and they can utilize it, and still, if they can take the focus off the guys they want to push, it gives somebody else a rub to start the WrestleMania run. Tonight was the perfect night. Mm-hmm. Tonight was the it was two of Triple H's people, The whole women's Rumble with the Rousey thing, and
yeah,
this is what the Rumble is supposed to be. Yeah, it's supposed to be the beginning of WrestleMania. Right. That's what the Rumble was supposed to be.
301, you're on the air.
What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
It's Nick.
So Nick,
yes,
You're there in Philly. First of all, is the crowd nuts? They're behaving themselves. They're just acting like fools in the streets.
Of course.
Of course they are.
Now, the crowd was hot tonight.
Of course
the it crowd was a lot hotter tonight than last night.
That's understandable. Because while the event last night was good...
The event last night was awesome.
But I think this one supersedes last night.
Hey, sorry, we're trying to get out of the parking lot. So if you hear me talking, we're just trying to figure out a strategy out of this parking lot.
It's okay.
It's ridiculous.
It's okay. I think the only thing that supersedes last night is because it was the Royal Rumble. But
oh yeah,
it. So you were in attendance. You said the crowd was hot. I know you were shitting your pants a couple times throughout the night. For different things.
Yes, fuck you, Choppy.
You know, Choppy will get. He's going to give you that receipt on Friday, probably. But, I mean, I've been to the Royal Rumble. I don't know if anybody else on this call, other than Nick, has been to the Royal Rumble. And it is something to experience. It's not like WrestleMania, and some of us have been to WrestleMania. That's on this call right now. There's something about the Royal Rumble, good, bad, and indifferent. But we saw two Royal
Rumble. We were just talking about that in the car. Being at the Royal Rumble is so much better than being at WrestleMania, because with like Mania and the other stuff, it's kind of predictable. With the Royal Rumble, you don't know who's coming out when. Mm-hmm. And just the surprise factor gives a lot to it.
Now, I have to ask. I know from my own personal experience, you must be exhausted.
A little bit, and I have a 2-hour and 15-minute drive ahead of me, and I have to be up at 6 o'clock with my son.
Oh, well, that's great.
Oh, it's awesome. And so, then I have to be at work at 10.
Oh, wow, lovely. I would have just called out, and
that's the difference between you and me, Double A. I'm dedicated. Turn left
on North Access. Are you trying to say I'm not? listen. You know, you went head to head with Choppy, but when it came time to go head to head with me, and you ran for the hills, okay? So don't come on here with your lip now. Anyways, you know what? I probably would have taken the day off because it's exhausting. The event, going to that event, is exhausting. And then you had two Royal Rumble matches, which it's a long match. I don't care what anybody says; it's a long match to sit through. But it's an exciting hour.
Yeah.
And that's that. But all in all, you had a good time.
My buddy next to me was just saying in the car, it goes by so fast too.
It does.
But what we noticed was like with the men's Royal Rumble, obviously the crowd was like really into it. When it came time for the women's one, they were kind of dead for a little while, and tough to get them back, but when they had the surprise entrance, that's what really popped everybody.
And I'm just trying to find more people here. Of course, Ronda Rousey's shirt already for sale on WWE.com.
Now, Nick Jermyn, how did you feel about seeing John Cena, baby mama, and his fiance?
International Airport. I'm sorry.
John Cena's baby's mother and his fiance ring together at the same time.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that. They had Mickie James and Brie Bella in the ring at the same time.
Yep.
Did
they touch each other?
When she first got in there, she was the first person she hit.
Did they actually touch each other at all in the match?
I don't think they touched
at all.
She's
the first person Nikki Bella hit.
Yeah,
he's right.
That didn't even cross my mind. Wow. Yeah,
and she has some stank on it, like Ike Turner.
Yeah, when I met Mickie James the first time, I shook her hand and I was telling the people with me that I just touched John Cena's dick.
Well, there you go. He said it right there.
That's no homo before Choppy starts working at that.
That's a comment. That's a comment that since you ended up in hell, man.
No. Oh, man.
You know, the apologist, he going to have something to say about that. I want to know who's watching that baby tonight since Brie and Dane Bryant were together.
The NWA. You know what? They probably, the same person that's watching, you know, the child of the NWA World Champion. Or by the way, if you watch Total Divas on Wednesday night, it probably was that crazy woman that was driving the trailer.
They probably put all the kids in the daycare underneath the stadium.
That's what I think. How many moms were in that match?
It was a bunch of MILFs in that match.
There was, let me think, Brie Bella.
Oh, Tori Wilson looked ridiculous.
She was all right.
In a good way.
Yeah, you're wrong. My buddy next to me says you're wrong. And Trish Stratus, amazing.
Well, Trish
Molly Holly looked gorgeous tonight.
Molly Holly.
Why?
Molly Holly looked good.
Why Taker wife was getting all them damn...
spots? Because she's Undertaker's wife.
Dude, she was shredded as fuck.
Damn, Taker wife.
I don't know. I don't like... I know who we didn't talk about.
Superwoman, Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah, she put that weight back on.
She did put the weight back on, didn't she?
No one mentioned how bad fucking Lita looked in the ring, though.
Yeah, Lita looked good. Didn't
Lita looked good. No, she didn't.
She
was slow and a step and a half behind.
She was slow, but she...
Molly Holly was still wrestling. I want to know this, because she was looking...
Molly Holly runs a wrestling school, so yes, she does. She runs a wrestling school.
Hey, starting to take it back to the Universal title match, but did you see the spot where Braun kneed Brock, like, square in the head,
and
then Brock retaliated and actually shot on him?
Absolutely. Brock don't like that shit.
I thought they was going to hide the fact that Brock can't wrestle for too long and have him do what he usually do in a three-way match, roll out the ring and lay there for like a good 10-15 minutes.
I got a question now.
Yeah.
I got a very good question. Ronda Rousey is now a WWE superstar, okay? She's going to be with the WWE for what's being said to be a few years at least. WWE's television contract expires September 2019. I thought it was this September, but it's next September.
It's over here.
Yeah, because somebody's ruffling papers or something. But anyways, 2019, WWE's TV contract is up. Rumors are going around that WWE is going to end up on Fox. Do you think that with Ronda signing with the WWE...
She's going in and out, double A.
Okay, let me see here if I can... mitigate this. I think it's because... Let me see here. Okay, I got feedback from somewhere. Okay, let me see if I can... I'll talk slow. Do you think...
Hey, double A, I'm gonna keep going on my way. I'm at 210, so...
All right, man.
Good talking to you guys.
Okay, thanks, man.
Safe home, Nick. Safe home.
All right.
Thanks.
I hung up on him. I think it was Nick that was messing up my connection. Anyways, leave it to a guy from Baltimore. I can't trust those people. I mean, I trust Lee, but he's the only one. Anyways, Fox may end up with WWE programming. Do you think that Ronda signing with the WWE, now that she's a former UFC contracted fighter, that could be a... I don't know how to phrase it the right way. Could be a wave to grease Fox a little bit.
If UFC is not under contract by the time Vince tries to negotiate with them, then it's a no-brainer. Why can't Fox have both of them? I mean, they have over $32 billion since selling 20th Century Fox. They have money to play with.
They absolutely can, but
but I think it'd be more appealing to Fox to have a little bit of competition. I know McMahon's in bed with Embasol, and he still has ties to NBC and Universal. You know he's not in charge anymore. But
I think
I think it makes it more appealing. If there's a little bit of competition, because UFC is killing it right now.
Now I think part of
popularity.
Phil, I got a question for Phil.
Go ahead.
Now, if they do this, let's say WWE goes to Fox, where does that put the XFL? You think that comes along with a little bit of a deal for TV time?
Well,
that's 2020. Yeah, I think that's why Vince gave it the 2 years, because I don't think he has that figured out yet.
But if we
I don't think so either.
If we take it back though to 2001, remember that the XFL, while WWE was on was on Viacom Networks. They were on TNN. They were on UPN. They were on MTV at the time. But XFL aired on NBC and it aired on some Viacom properties. There could be dual network, not sponsorship, but dual network rights for the XFL if it ends up like that. Like, you could see it very easily. You could see it on Fox.
Whoever digging for them damn chips, I hope they find them.
Sorry, Mikey's working tomorrow.
Tony, see, you can go to hell.
It could be so for those pretzels, but anyways, listen. If the XFL is coming up is going to air in the spring after the Super Bowl, what does Fox have to offer besides baseball on Saturdays? Nothing.
They got a little college football. They got the Big Ten.
No, but I'm talking after the Super Bowl. So by then, college football will be over.
So they go to Fox. Do they just go to the over-the-air Fox or go to Fox 2?
They would go over to the... Well, the report is that the Monday Night Raw would go to Fox.
So they wouldn't do a thing, but it put
the thing is that Monday Night Raw would go to Fox and go back to 2 hours. That is the
not a problem. If it's one,
I don't know.
If they go to 2 hours, you know, they're losing sponsorship. They have said repeatedly, time and time again, that third hour pays some big time bills.
Right.
I haven't actually paid attention to what commercials are playing from 10 to 11, but there's clearly a reason why they're still sticking to a 3 hour show.
I think
it's obvious that they're making some bank on that extra hour.
But the USA Network has some say in that because they've been fighting for that third hour.
The problem with Fox though, at 10 o'clock they usually switch over to local.
They go to local
broadcast
news
for the news.
That's why. That would be the reason why it would have to go back to 2 hours. Now, I don't know what advertisers are running in the third hour of Raw because I don't pay attention. But
looks.
What's the point? What's the difference? Because I've always seen the third hour of Raw as being a weak hour because usually most of the stuff happens during the first 2 hours. The third hour is weak, and then you got to wait till the main event where maybe something may or may not happen. And as it's been the last couple of weeks, the last segment of the show has been rushed. So I don't know. I think WWE would benefit big time by getting rid of that third hour.
You know, it's funny though, Double A, because these networks legit they're not really starving for programming, like, no, especially Fox. Fox has those talent shows and the reality crap. Yeah, they have things like this is not a priority for them. So, I want to see how that turns out. You know,
I'm curious.
They just
too.
Put on a show called 9-1-1 with Angela Bassett and them paying a whole lot of money. Probably,
but also
don't get me started on that.
But also, I see also on TV. That there's five, you know, I grew up watching game shows, but I see now there's 500 game shows, half of which are hosted by Steve Harvey, and
on prime time.
Yep.
I'm sure the networks would rather get rid of those game shows and put on a sports product, regardless of whether it's wrestling or not, because how much money could a 2018 version of Match Game generate? It's not
going to
generate that much money.
It's just a sign of the times. You know, I think, you know, when wrestling is not as mainstream as it was 20 years ago. Let's face the facts. We've talked about this on the show a million times, on all of our shows. I think it's just a matter of what Vince can get long term. Because the longer the TV contract, the more money he'll get, the more money the network will generate with sponsorship and whatnot. So I feel like if they do make the move to Fox, I mean, Rousey obviously can be the draw. That's what I meant to say. I just tip my tongue. It's just a matter of how they present it, where UFC is at that time, because they have, honestly, from what I have read, they haven't been happy with Fox for a minute. Hence why Fox went out of their way, one of the reasons why Fox went out of their way and did the whole Fox Sports One thing, so they can really just branch off and emphasize on the collegiate part of it, the baseball. They do baseball coverage now in the playoffs, and now they with the NFL. So there's this transition going on with that network too.
I
like to see I like to see where it generates.
Getting the money from Disney will help them do a lot.
But that's not part of the network. They're not going to get. Well, I don't know, man.
I'm saying the money they're going to get
put
from
it on FX.
They're going to take.
Well, take the FX money would be the best
Disney to put into the rest of the networks they're keeping.
I think for years there's always been the discussion of wrestling on FX. That was a big thing years ago when WCW was leaving Turner Broadcasting before Vince bought WCW. That was the big rumor was Eric Bischoff was going to move Monday Nitro to FX. That was in the original discussions. You know, and of course it never happened because Vince bought WCW ultimately. And then, of course, over time, there was talks of TNA going to FX. They were on Fox Sports for about 5 minutes, but they were supposed to go to FX as well, and of course that never panned out. WWE going to FX, I don't know. FX, to me, I don't know. I could be wrong, but FX doesn't seem like the network that... I don't know.
Well, here's some facts for you. Double A. I looked it up. So on Monday nights on Fox, from 8 to 9 p.m., you have the show Lucifer, which is struggling to get the season renewed. Then from 9 to 10, you have a show called The Gifted, which is pretty much pointless since we now know that the X-Men and all those Marvel characters will eventually be showing up on Disney. So Monday night is wide open for a Monday Night Raw.
I got to correct you on The Gifted. That was a joint thing with Fox and Marvel. See, even though on the movie side, like, you know, Fox and Marvel can't work together, the TV side they do. So Marvel had a hand in The Gifted. So that's not necessarily...
You don't think they can move it?
Move it off the air or move it off the time?
Another time.
Well, you got to remember that Disney is now going to be coming out with a premium network, just like a Netflix. And right, what a better show to just host on their network and get it off Fox.
I think
it depends on the deal, obviously, but they could move it to another day.
I've always known that's
easy enough.
It's been 20 years since there was viable programming on Monday nights on Fox. I'm going back to the days of when Melrose Place used to be on Monday nights on Fox. So, yeah. But then again, has there other outside of Monday Night Football, which was for many years on ABC, was Monday night generally a hot TV day on any network aside from wherever pro wrestling was? No. So whether they end up on NBC, ABC, or Fox, or CW, or whatever, they could clear time for them. But the issue is, would it be a good fit?
I don't know. They have to move it first.
I think Fox is a great fit. I think it's a great fit for them on a whole because they have FS1 is a great channel too. It's mostly for the UFC. Really takes advantage of it, and I think the WWE Network can take advantage of that too, especially if they move SmackDown maybe to FS1. But Monday Night Raw has to be on Fox, the channel of Fox. Otherwise, it's going to die, and it's going to be a bad deal for everyone involved.
Now, here's the issue, and Surfer brought it up. They have that. They have the affiliates. They have to be off the air for the 10 o'clock news because
about 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Which means there can be no overrun. There's no overrun.
Did they ever have that problem with UPN, with SmackDown was on UPN? Because they had to be off the air right away also for news.
SmackDown was pre-recorded.
It was a tape show.
That's right.
Different time, you know. Listen,
that is an advantage of being on USA. You don't have to worry about
it. Here's the thing.
I hate to say the news ain't important, but...
No, but here's what I'm not where okay they can they don't they're not allowed they wouldn't be able to have the overrun, for example. But I don't know, since SmackDown went live on Tuesday nights a year and a half ago, I don't believe there's been an overrun on SmackDown once.
No, it goes right off it too.
So I don't understand how they couldn't do that on Raw. Because on Raw
I think almost, they can be fine. Yeah.
Almost never ends at 11:05. Raw ends at 11:06.
Started at 7:57 like they used to do back in the
day. Wow, they can't do that either. You know, because you'd be interrupting probably in some areas of the country the last, Final Jeopardy.
3 minutes of Jeopardy.
Or Wheel of Fortune. Or Wheel of Fortune, yeah. So,
these bastards and turned off by Wheel of Fortune.
Jesus, can you imagine that? Jeopardy at 7:30.
They'll be riding the FCC.
Followed by Monday Night Raw. Oh, forget that. Then WWE would have to follow the FCC. They wouldn't be able to do anything and then they'd have to answer complaints and things like that if something were to happen on their TV show. I don't know, man. I the whole Fox thing in general just kind of like, I don't know if it would work, but
it scares you.
It scares me a little bit, but I guess we'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe we'll get shocked and they'll end up on TBS.
Double A, doesn't it scare you in the way that they can probably control the show a little more, what they can and cannot do? Could cause effect on the product as a whole as well.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be part of it.
I'm going to head out, guys. Thank you guys so much for letting me call in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, man.
All right.
And we're going to be wrapping it
up. Have a good night.
You too, man. We're going to be wrapping it up here in a minute or so. But yeah, it does worry me a little bit that if they go to network TV, they're going to have to pull the control strings a little tighter. Which I don't have an issue. Here's the thing. I'm not a guy that's pro Attitude Era and pro this and that, but I do think that there has to be not such a tight grip on the, you know, we have to keep everything family friendly. There has to be some stuff that has to be a little bit of aggressive. This
adult
is wrestling after
theme,
all.
A little bit.
You won't get all son of a bitch anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we have to have some something that fits the male 18 to 35 demographic.
Of course.
Unfortunately, it's not geared that way because they made
it. Yeah, they weeded us out.
I understand. But once in a while, for example, Phil, once in a while you'll have a promo. It doesn't happen too often anymore, but it does happen once in a blue moon. And usually this is the time of year it'll happen, where there's that deep, heavy promo where somebody just goes, listen here, you stupid son of a bitch. I'm going to go to WrestleMania and I'm going to kick your ass and I'm going to, you know, they have a really passionate, aggressive promo where it's not like they're throwing out expletives, but they're saying son of a bitch, they're saying ass, I'm going to beat the crap out of you and all these things. And it's fine for the smattering that it happens maybe once or twice a year, but they go to Fox, maybe not even that could happen. And that's kind of like a problem.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Phil.
I'm sorry. If the product wasn't as mediocre, performance-wise, like the storytelling aspect of it, if that was more at the forefront, maybe, then I wouldn't have a problem with them not doing it. But the problem when you compare it to like the Attitude Era and the Golden Era, the promos were always, most of the time, was as good as, were better than the talent. Because those guys could tell a story in and outside the ring, no matter how bad or good they were in the ring, performance-wise. So now you have these guys who are cookie, and girls who are cookie cut, who run off, you know, green screens and cue cards and scripts, and it's more shifted towards a different dynamic and a different demographic now. So now how do you fix that and not compromise what they have going on now? If you try to do something like that on a more regular basis, then you're you're taking away from what they're doing. Although what they're doing is shitty, obviously. But do you see my point now? It's like, you know, now you're telling them to change, to put the, try to, you know, they're already putting 5 pounds of crap in a 2 pound bag with 3 hours every friggin' Monday night. Yeah. So now now you're going to tell them, okay, listen, we want you to be a little more loose in the ring. We want you to maybe pretend you're going to swear or say a, you know, get close to a swear word or get, you know, get more derogatory towards your opponent. And will it give them a rating? Probably. But it's going to take away from their character because these people can't cut promos anymore. They can't. Yeah. They're terrible.
Yeah. I think they can. I think while we're on the last legs of the Vince McMahon regime, because I got a good look at Vince on Friday, you know, during that XFL press conference, and we'll talk about the XFL a little bit in detail on Tuesday night. Vince has to be not, and I'm not talking about in terms of life, but I don't see Vince doing this much more. I mean, I just don't see it. And, you know, the average TV contract runs 5 years. So if they have to renew, this would put them at 2025. Vince would be 80 years old by then. I think Vince is, if Vince has control over how this TV deal works out, and then let's say steps down the following year, he's going to make things very difficult for whoever the heir apparent is, because they're going to have to put up with 4 years of having to work around what the network wants. And because I don't think Vince is fighting for certain things anymore. Vince is only fighting for the money, but he's not fighting for, you know,
the product,
because the product generates the money. But I think Vince would see. Here's the thing: Vince would rather get one check of $100 million from NBC after having a 5 minute conversation than have to spend 5 months trying to get that $100 million from, you know, all the events that the WWE
trying to negotiate it,
right?
Like the business side, like what goes in, what
exactly
stays out,
exactly situation. You know, yeah, between the merchandise and all those things. Like, he doesn't want to do.
He's not haggling with him. He's not going to haggle with him.
Yeah. You give me. No. He wants the money easy, is what I'm trying to say. He'd rather just say, well, you're right. He's not haggling with them. Here's the network says, all right, we're going to give you $100 million. We need X, Y, and Z. And Vince just says yes.
Give me the check.
That's what I see happening. And I have that. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to talk more about this. Real quickly, for those of you that are tuning into this for the first time, welcome. We hope you enjoyed what you heard tonight. Believe it or not, folks, we're here all the time because we got 6 shows on this network. And let me run down the schedule. The shows continue starting tomorrow night, which is actually already today. Following Monday Night Raw at 11:15 Eastern, it's the Sports Report with William Morgan. They'll be on tomorrow night as they talk about the XFL. They'll talk a little basketball. Maybe they'll talk a little bit of goings on as we head to the Super Bowl next Sunday. Then on Tuesday night, the Shining Wizards will be live at 7 p.m. They were supposed to have Conrad Thompson on last Tuesday. They will have Conrad Thompson. Connie, my boy, he'll be on this Tuesday. Then the Rant, which is myself, Tony C., cast of characters. We're going to be on at 9 o'clock live. We'll talk about the fallout for Monday Night Raw. Of course, we'll be going head-to-head with your president's State of the Union address. Whatever. Then on Thursday, it's our it's Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Then on Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We'll be live at 9 p.m., of course, with Phil and Choppy. And they're going to talk about their trip to Philadelphia, because, you know, they travel.
Actually, we're actually recording on Thursday this week, because I'll be down in your state on Friday.
You coming to Florida?
I'm coming to Florida. Well, we just realized tonight that We can't go on Friday because I forgot I'm leaving Friday morning. So, we'll try to go live on. We were going to ask to go live on Friday, on Thursday. I mean, but if not, we'll just
record it and upload it to you guys. Later, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But
it's
okay. So Phil is headed down south. He's headed to Gulfport. Is that where it is again?
Northport.
It's mm-hmm. a port. There's a million mm. ports in Florida. Anyways, he'll be down there for the Super Bowl. And speaking of the Super Bowl, we will have live pregame coverage for the Super Bowl beginning at 5 p.m., I believe. 4 p.m., excuse me. Surfer and William Morgan and the cast of thousands. They'll be on the air next Sunday night, next Sunday afternoon. They'll take you right up to game time where they're going to talk about Patriots, they'll talk about the Eagles, they'll talk about the weather in Minneapolis, even though that is not going to affect the game.
They'll talk about Bridget Monahan.
They're going to talk about whether Surfer stole another bag of pretzels. Then they're going to come back on the air after the big game with a post-show recapping everything that went down, much like we did here today for the Royal Rumble. They're going to do the same for the Super Bowl next Sunday. And then, of course, we do it all again beginning on Monday. Also, you can listen to the feed 24/7. Just go to rantamradio.com, tune in radio, Rant Entertainment Media. Also on the feed, you can listen to the latest episode of The Shining Wizards, or not The Shining Wizards, The Midnight Jury, episode 200, which was released this past Friday. They talk about Police Academy 3. So you definitely want to check them out. Of course, go to their website and download all their shows that they've got. They will be here on February, I believe it's February 13th, with their monthly live show. That'll be Saturday night, February 13th at 8 p.m. And then the next time we
bring... That's not a Saturday. That's a Tuesday.
Okay, whatever. It's the second Saturday in February. So that would be 13, 12, 11... 10, February 10th. February 10th is when The Midnight Jury will be live. The next time we'll be here will be 4 weeks from tonight on February, I think it's February 25th. For WWE Elimination Chamber from Las Vegas. And we'll have...
Thomas and Max.
From the T-Mobile Arena.
I know, man. I'm just...
I know. You want it to be in the Thomas and Max Center. And
go Rebels.
Yeah, and that's right. And gotta say it because you know we've got these listeners here. Some of them New Year's, or it's that time of year again, and it's WrestleMania season, which means the Rant AM Radio WrestleMania Marathon will be in full force this year. More details on that, we're going to be talking about it in the weeks to come as we start putting the schedule together. I do know, it's already, you know, we've already had some rumblings, that the Midnight Jury will be part of the marathon. We're going to also try to get the Shining Wizards to be a part of the marathon this year. And all the shows will be live, and we're going to have fun stuff, fun shows, post shows, pre-shows, piss shows, all sorts of roundtables, things like that. You know, it's just going to be audio nonstop. You're going to get sick of us and then not want to listen for 6 months. So yes. Hang with us. We've got a very interesting 2018 ahead of us. Lots of fun things to look forward to. Lots of exciting shows. And of course, you can listen to our dulcet tones each and every week on all the different shows. Any final thoughts from you guys?
I'm officially excited. I'm officially excited for the season.
I think so. This is going to be interesting. It definitely is going to be an interesting WrestleMania season.
Black Achiever Awards this year?
I think we're going to do a Black Achiever / White Undies this year. Combo. Because we were supposed to do the White Undies last year, and with all the technical hysteria, we just never got around to it. So we may do a Black Achiever / White Undies.
What was supposed to be another black show?
We'll say that again, Surfer?
Wasn't there supposed to be some other black show last year?
The white undies,
Black undies. I thought it was the white undies.
No, no. It's enough of them. Them, okay, them will call it a Tony.
All right, so it's the Black Achiever Awards and the Black Undies. So there you go.
We give props to everybody who underachieved in their acting or musical wrestling careers. We pay homage.
And I just learned this the other day, and maybe we'll pay homage to him. Vin Diesel is part black. I didn't know that. Anyways, so
I've been tough enough for years. He was black.
I didn't know. Anyways,
and Double A, I'm trying to get two special guests for the Black Achievers and Black Undies, Stormy Daniels, and we're trying to get Beauregard to show his face. So I'm in negotiations right now. And Beauregard sessions.
And one other thing, if you own a pretzel shop in the greater Philadelphia area, make sure you keep your doors locked, because apparently there's a thief running around stealing pretzels. Anyways.
And I just got one more thing. Why the hell was the Russian announce team there tonight? What's up
they're
with
always,
that? Spotify getting off is not
they're always there. Man, for the
Russians, they're because they're looking for Russian speaking people for Creed 2.
They're always there for the
Vladimir got now he got into the election. Now he getting into WWE.
They put out
deal with this now.
They put out a casting call for Creed 2. They looking for Russian speaking people.
That's awesome.
Whatever Vladimir hits, touches, he destroys.
Oh my god! That was a Rocky marathon.
Destroy the whole country.
It was a Rocky marathon on all weekend, by the way. Anyways, because you know, you're going to see a lot of Rocky on TV in the upcoming months, because Rocky 2, it's the 40th anniversary of Rocky 2.
Yep.
So you're going to be seeing a lot of Rocky on TV this year. All right, so for everybody that called in, David Blackmore, Mr. Hightower, Dr. Doom, and of course the Impact player, Mr. Philip J. Ray. He says it's G, but I don't believe him. He was making lunch for Mikey, probably putting some of those world-famous pretzels in his lunchbox for
stolen pretzels. Some hot pretzels.
Some hot pretzels that probably are still hot. And
yes, more ways than one.
For Surfer,
kick the door down about them pretzels.
For Tony C, I'm Double A. We'll see you Tuesday night on the Rant. Have a good night, everybody.
All pretzel lives matter. Kick his door.